Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Psalm 100 is a psalm that is very familiar to many of us because this psalm has been the subject of many hymns of praise over the years. Because this psalm is an invitation. It is a call by the psalmist for us and for all of mankind to worship the Lord, the ground upon which all of us need to stand. And in these few verses, we have the essence of true worship of the one true God. And perhaps we also have a glimpse of eternity where together angels and those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ will worship Him forever. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 100, the psalmist says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord our God," ruah in Hebrew. "Cry out to Him and overflow with breathless exhilaration and with an unrestrained expression of love for Him. For by His grace, we will one day stand before Him and worship Him forever. Therefore, in every land and among every group of people, even in all of the earth, He should be worshiped as our Creator and as our God and as our Savior. How long will we disgrace Him? How long will we live as if we are not accountable to Him? For without Him, there is no hope for us. There's no hope for any of the people of this world." So it says in verse 2, "Serve the Lord." Aved. In Hebrew, cultivate an attitude of submission to Him. As we're told in Revelation chapter 7, where it says that those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and who have come out of the great tribulation on earth and who have been cleansed of their sin by the sacrifice of Jesus will victoriously worship before the throne of God in heaven. And it says they will serve Him day and night, and they will suffer no more, for they will be in the shelter of the Lord God Most High. Those who serve Him will be with Him forever. But now, seems that is not the way that it is for many people on this earth. There are many people who refuse to serve the Lord. They would prefer to serve the things of this earth. They want to be their own master. They prefer to serve themselves. But they do not know, they don't understand that they are not really free at all. They're not free to do as they please because they're still under the bondage of their sin. They're not humble. They're not teachable. They're like those people that we find in Job chapter 21 who foolishly said, "Who is the Almighty that I should serve him?" They did not serve him because they did not know him. So they were willing to serve anything else except the Lord. But we who belong to him are to serve him, we are told, with gladness. Simha in Hebrew. We're to serve him with exceeding joy in our heart. We are to rejoice in him. Many people attend church, but sadly, there is no joy in their hearts. There is no joy in their worship. Then there's many who do not attend church, but there is no joy in their lives either. True joy can only be found in serving the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart and with all of the strength in our lives. So we are to come before him, to approach the throne of God, the throne of grace, without fear, through the blood of our Savior. For now, nothing can separate us from him. Our sin has been blotted out by him forever. So we come, it says, with joyful singing. Renenah in Hebrew. We come in triumph. We come with a shout of victory resounding in our voices, because at one time we were blindly walking in the wrong direction. We were walking into an eternity of suffering and of pain. But now we walk with Christ, and so we serve him with gladness, while the world all around us serves the enemy of our soul. And when people ask us why we serve the Lord, like Jesus, in Luke chapter 2, we say, "Do you not know that we must be occupied and consumed with the things of our Father in heaven?" We speak so that we might refresh those around us. We serve so that we might have joy in our heart as we seek to please him. We have no life of our own anymore. We belong to the Lord, and so we are not ashamed to call ourselves servants of the Most High God. But in John chapter 15, Jesus not only calls us his servants, but he calls us his friends. So even though the road is long and it is difficult, he is a friend who walks by our side. So we rejoice because we know, we are told in verse 3, what many other people do not know, that the Lord himself, he alone, is God, and there is no other besides him. And it is he alone who has made us, and not we ourselves. And so shouldn't those who have been created by him worship their creator? And in addition to that, we rejoice because we have been chosen as his people. We are, it says, the sheep of his pasture. By the grace of God, we are what we are. We belong to him. To him belongs the glory. For we have been created to love him and to serve him and to follow him and to worship him forever, and only his sheep hear his voice in his word. Look up at the sky. There is no rebellion in the heavens, is there? The sun and the moon and the stars all shine according to the will of God, their creator. Yet we rebel against the one who has all power and all authority over us. We forget that from eternity past, he is God Almighty. And so we should obey him simply because he is our God. Who are we that we should question him? And so whatever he wills for our lives, we may not understand, but it is right and it is good simply because he is God. But he hasn't left us on our own to work all of this out. He is our shepherd. And so he watches over us. He guides us every day, even as the winds of affliction blow over us. Therefore, we give honor and glory to his name. So it says in verse 4, let us enter into the gates in the city of God with a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And let us enter into his courts in the temple with a sacrifice of praise. For we have received mercy. And his mercy allows us into his presence. So let us give thanks to him with all that is within us. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Creator, and bless his holy name, for he has blessed us beyond measure. He gives and he takes away for his glory and for our good. For the Lord is good, the psalmist concludes in verse 5, Tov in Hebrew. He is worthy, he is gracious, and he is kind. And his loving kindness, Hesed in Hebrew, his mercy, his faithfulness, his unchanging love is everlasting towards us. Olam in Hebrew, it is without end. So even when we fail, he is still faithful to us. And his faithfulness, emunah in Hebrew, his truth endures to all generations, even forever. And as he has been faithful to us in the past, so we know he will be faithful to us now and forever. Yet how many times are we guilty of the sin of unbelief? How? Because we do not believe the truth of his word that has been given to us in the Bible. And so we make him out to be a liar, someone whom we cannot trust with our lives. Yet by his nature, by his very nature, he is true. There's no deceit. There is no error. There is no falsehood in him. And you may recall that in heaven, in Revelation chapter 4, we are told that day and night around the throne of God, the angels cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is, and who is to come." And if God was not the essence of truth, the angels could not call him holy. because that would be a lie, which is a description of Satan, who is a liar, who is the father of lies. And so he is the essence of evil. And since by his nature, God is true, he is also true to his nature. He always acts according to who he is. He is the eternal God who does not change. Day by day, year after year, even forever, he is true. And in his mercy towards us, he has brought forth a people to worship his Son, who has died for our sin and who lives in the glory of heaven today. And we are called upon to believe that truth and to come to Christ for our salvation. For he is true to his promise. He's true to his word. He's true to us that he will save us from the wrath to come. And he has made the way clear. He will forgive our sin through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And as he has told us in Isaiah chapter 1, where it says that though our sins are as scarlet, they will be made as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Every word of God is true, even though every man is a liar. So here is the invitation. Here is the call. Take a minute and take a look. Take an honest look at yourself. Take a look at your life. And then look to him. Look to Jesus and believe the good news. And trust in him, for his truth endures forever. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.